Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, How Passive Income Can Be Your Ticket to Financial Freedom. Your net worth to the world is usually determined by what remains after bad habits are subtracted from your good ones, said Benjamin Franklin. So, Let's go over this again. Your net worth to the world is usually determined by what remains after your bad habits are subtracted from your good ones, said Benjamin Franklin. Let's talk about financial freedom because a lot of my students like to ask me questions around this. One of the most important things to know is this. Being rich doesn't necessarily mean you're financially free. 95% of the people have this misconception. So the biggest question on financial freedom is about advice on how to create passive income, the fastest and easiest way to reduce your working hours and still earn the same amount or more money. The bottom line is that passive income simply comes from earning money without having to work for it, meaning you aren't paid by the hours you put in. There is no direct correlation. So how do you create passive? It comes in two ways. One, your investments working for you, or two, a business working for you. And we're going to talk about both, but usually think about this. When you're talking about investments, you're talking about blue chip investments, things like IBM, Coca-Cola, Home Depot, companies that have been around for many, many years who only have a growth potential. And Coke stock and IBM had been around for over 100 years. But what makes them blue chip stocks is simply that when they reach a certain point of what their value is, then they split so that you get two for one. And that's where you increase your income on investment. And those are called long term investments. The reality is that you want to have both investments and business always working for you. Earn passive income by having investments work for you. This means that you have to first save some money. Without saving any money, you cannot become financially free, especially on the investment working for you side. I recommend taking a minimum of 10% of your income and placing it into what I like to call a financial freedom account. After saving some of it, the next thing is you have to use some of it. Take at least 10% of your FFA account and invest it. In other words, people are paying you to use your money. And think about it. What does Coca-Cola do? They have to pay for advertising. They have to pay employees. They have to do repairs. So they have to have a working amount of capital. And how they get it from investors is by offering shares in the company. And why I'm using Coca-Cola is one simple reason. Many years ago, my father knew he had two children with disabilities that prior to 1970, there were no laws that gave people with disabilities rights. Therefore, in his mind, his children would never be employable. They would never be able to go out and earn an income for themselves. And they needed to be taken care of. So he looked at certain investments that he could do. What he did was he bought 50 shares of Coca-Cola stock. My father passed away 47 years ago. What that means is we now have over 7,000 shares that we earn dividends on a monthly basis. And that's what helps make us financially secure. After you save some of the next thing is to have to use some of it. Take at least 10% from your FFA account and invest it. In other words, people are paying you for the use of your money. There are all kinds of vehicles, stocks, options, currency, exchange, real estate, and a host of other investments. Pick up any investment book or magazine. Maybe it's Forbes or Money Magazine. You're going to see 100 investment opportunity situations there. Also, years ago, if you wanted to invest your money, you went to a stockbroker. Today, there are financial advisors. And they know all of what's going on in the financial market and where you can put your money to gain the best option. Today, we also have 401ks that you earn when you work for a corporation and work your way up into the management level positions. Now, follow this three-step guide. Go with an investment vehicle that resonates with you. What feels good for you? And what do you like? Make sure the vehicle has a decent chance of working well. Ask friends or professionals. Do some research. The information is out there for those who really want it. If you're going to do it yourself, you better be good at it, or you're going to throw your money away. If you're going to invest yourself, choose a system that makes sense to you, or maybe it's time for a portfolio manager. You hear about this all the time, but many athletes, rather pro athletes in football and in baseball, often have financial advisors. And sometimes you even hear where they have financial advisors that embezzle their money. But what you really need to do is find a reputable company. Also, if you want to do it yourself, you can go online and there's companies like E-Trade where you can invest your money. And I'm going to go off on a limb, but if you don't have a lot of money and you want to get started, think about cryptocurrency. It's a technology that is relatively new. It's also growing. And you've heard a lot about Bitcoin and how it's risen to over $10,000 per Bitcoin. And yes, there's going to be a point when they reach a bubble and it's going to burst. But it is a good investment because It is a limited amount of Bitcoin that's only going to be mined over time. And because there's only a limited number, its value is in its trading. Should you go for the high investment returns or the low investment returns? I would divide my 10% savings for investment, with some you take manageable risk. The rest is money that cannot be lost at all, period. If you're younger and we're talking about $100, I would take $50 and put it away into something totally safe with a very small amount of return on it. It covers itself, covers taxes, and it takes 5%. If you're not getting a 5% return on your safe investments, you need to take some of our program's best, because that's the low end. Either way you choose the system, learn it, do it on paper first, if you can, and then invest that way. Otherwise, you're going to have to find an investment manager who is doing well. That's money working for you. What about a business working for you? That business is passive income. This is something that I think very few people have ever thought about. And once we get into this, I'm going to go into some ways how you can multi-purpose one product. Earn passive income by having a business working for you. There are passive income based on businesses. What can you do to your business or future business so you aren't working in them for 10 hours a day forever? The key word is forever, because when you first start a business, it takes a lot of energy and effort. 10 hours will be your minimum, but if you set it up correctly, you will be able to spend less time working in the business as you systemize it. You're trying to create a system where you build something one time, or it works for you on an ongoing basis. That's why I love our online business. It can do that. Writing a book and getting royalties, that's an ongoing thing. If you create an intellectual property and license that to somebody else to use to get a royalty from that, that goes on without you. What we're talking about here is affiliate marketing. Talk about passive income. You want to look for things that allow you to do something one time or on one setup. It might take you a week, month, a year, or more. However, then you don't need to do anything except for maintenance. You could be off on the beach or doing the things you love most and still make money. Remember, if you can't set your business up in 3 years to work without you, you don't have a passive income business. Now, that doesn't mean you've never been involved with it. You still have to do some work on it, but a whole lot less than what you're doing now. First of all, what I'm going to do is talk about Harv Eker International. And I attended his Millionaire Mind workshop, which was a weekend, and he went through different exercises. And what he's got is a book called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind that was published in 2005. And a decade later, it's still bringing him 5 to 6 figure checks on just royalties. And how is it doing that? It's doing that because he's going around doing free presentations on what he's doing. Also is charging, doing a $500 weekend session. But what he also does is sell from the back of the room products, coaching, whatever he can that will bring in ongoing income just from doing that one presentation. And he travels around to different parts of the country. He may only do once a month, but he's still working it and he's still doing it. But what I want to talk a little bit more about is passive income and how you create it. And whether you have the product on your website or whether, and today you can literally go on WordPress and set up a free website and create a homepage, a page for blogging, a page for your services, a page for your, a way for them to contact you, also a newsletter. But the purpose of all of this is to create a way to keep in touch with your customers on an ongoing basis. Why is this important to know? For simple reasons, because if you can set up a way to earn passive income, then you have created a way to earn income while you're sleeping. And many companies today are looking for affiliates, because if you are a user of their product or you have used their services, then you are their best representative to sell their products to new people. Also, you can use autoresponders as a way of keeping in touch with someone. And you can take a book and you can multipurpose it into a training program, into a e-course, into a, I'm going to go back and say coaching program, but you can have like 4 to 5 different levels of intensive coaching programs. And whether or not it's your product or someone else's product, because I do a lot of coaching and helping people put together an action plan for their business, and then hold them accountable to follow through on that. But also, even though I've created my own products, I'm an affiliate with Brian Tracy International. And why Brian Tracy? Because they have personal development products, they have sales products, they have so many different ways that someone can earn a passive income just by helping them view and market their products and earning a commission. And what he pays, you got to remember, if you're paying, and his products go from anywhere from $500 and above. And if you're earning 20% on that, you're earning almost $100 a sale. So say I write articles on my website and about personal development. And since I don't have a high-end product that's $500, I can insert his product for $500. And then at the same time, when people purchase it, it refers back to my coded name and I get the sale. And that's because my background is coaching. So anything that I do as a coach or I market, plus I'm also multi-purposing my products on Skillshare. Why on Skillshare? Because on there, I can earn a passive income just by posting little short videos on different aspects of training. And whenever anyone on Skillshare watches it, I get paid for every minute that they watch my videos. This is where you're looking to earn a passive income. And grow your business on an ongoing basis. This is something that you just need to understand where it comes from, how you as an individual literally grow your business into the kind of income that you want on an ongoing basis. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how being an affiliate with Brian Tracy and all the variable products and how it relates to what I've already done, that I can literally earn an income. Because you know what? You have personal development, you have sales training, you have business training, leadership training, time management training. And even if someone wants to learn to write a book or do public speaking, because he's been in the business and he's created products, he's looking for a way to sell it online as passive income. And even after he's gone, it can still sell because he is training, doing the trainer sessions to have other people who can go on and do the same thing he does, not just in their own companies and programs, but also in a way that it will create a passive income for his heirs. So, and think about it, business training today, whereas years ago, companies would do training for their employees, today they do nothing like that. Not at all do they do any type of training. And today, if you want to, especially when you have an online business or you are looking to start a business, it is important that you study and learn about how to build a business the right way, how to expand that business, or how to create the opportunities for yourself that will increase your income. Also, sales training. Why is sales training important? Because many people don't know how to ask for the sale. And I've used assessment profiles to determine people's different behavior patterns. Because when you're selling to someone and you're talking to them, and you may have someone that really is detail oriented, and you just want to, and you're someone who just likes to get to the bottom line of what it costs. So you don't go into detail when you're explaining to that person why and what all the benefits are if they by your product. So what do? You are not talking in the language that your buyer wants, and then you're going to get frustrated when he comes along and he sits there and asks you 100 questions to get details. So understanding all of these aspects as part of what is selling is important. In leadership, if you're an entrepreneur, you definitely need to know leadership skills, and you can take assessment profiles that help you with learning what those leadership skills are and how you as the seller, the buyer, whatever, can sell in a way that you can close a higher rate of sales on any business that you're in. So see, when you understand how, if you don't have a variety of products, and say if you have a website on different types of animals, then what you would do is you would become an affiliate with Amazon, and Amazon has the products that you can sell to animals, or you can partner with a animal hospital, a pet store, whatever. But the idea is that is your passive income that you are using to create a side income that only grows for you over time. And remember, what you are looking to do and is create your own ticket to financial freedom. So let's, in the last few minutes, go over the two things that we've been talking about. We've been talking about investments, and then we've been talking about having a business or affiliating with a business that has products that you can sell and earn commission on that doesn't take a lot of time other than writing blogs or using social media to promote them. It's a matter of understanding how you can build your income to where you can be maybe working for 5 hours a week or 10 hours a week, but making enough money as though you were putting in 40 and 50 hours of work. So that what you're doing is you put yourself in a position where you've had almost $100 or more come in for every hour that you've put in for work. And then you can spend more time doing what you want to do and enjoying your freedom. And for many years, and I want to finish this out, it was people went to join the 40-40-40 club, where they worked for 40 years, 40 hours a week, and then they earned 40% of their income when they retired. So how do you turn it around so that you can be still making money and still increasing your income instead of just working and earning in retirement 40% of the income you ever made during the years that you worked? And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for coaching.